It's Wednesday, February 24th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Since 2013, when Aaron and Melissa Klein refused to bake a cake for a lesbian couple's same-sex ceremony, the Kleins have been sued by the couple, fined $135,000 by the state of Oregon, and forced to close down their bakery. Now, the Kleins are proceeding to court with their case, which will be heard by the Oregon Court of Appeals, reported the Conservative Review. Boyden Gray, former White House counsel for President George H.W. Bush, will be representing the Kleins along with the Liberty Institute based in Texas. The World View spoke to Jeremy Dice, senior legal counsel of Liberty Institute, about the Kleins case.
They received a severe penalty of six figures that they've had to pay in order just to do this appeal, but they've never had a chance to really litigate this issue in a court. So this will be the first time that Aaron and Melissa will be able to determine whether or not people in this country are going to be permitted to be able to engage their faith while they're at work or not.
May the Lord do for the Kleins as the psalmist prayed, "Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man." Psalm 43:1. The Islamic State has set free 43 Assyrian Christians, the last to be released of a group of 200 hostages captured from the Kabur River Valley in Syria a year ago on February 23rd. Footage after the release shows the Christians worshiping and singing praises to God, a testimony to their steadfastness through immense trial over the last year. Recently, Pastor Saeed Abedini has been sharing how prayer to God strengthened him through the 3.5 years of imprisonment and torture he experienced in Iran for his faith. Saeed wrote, "And now I know that you all were my voice. I had no voice in prison. My prayer is that we will continue to be that voice for each other. We are one in prayer. It is the most powerful thing we do." Yesterday, President Obama presented a plan for shutting down the detention facility located in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, a plan that involves releasing 91 detainees and moving others to a yet-to-be-determined facility in America, according to Fox News. The president indicated his plan is in the interest of improving security, but it will still need to be approved by Congress before taking effect.